get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Joe, that gets old. It depends on the wins and losses. But I know we had a lot of holes to fill. I know when we started this process back at the end of our season, sitting with Coach Zimmer, the coaching staff, our personnel department, identifying how we have to get better, and then being able to have a game plan in place on how we're going to attack those needs. And I think on paper, we were able to go out and accomplish a lot.
I love Rick Spielman, man. Oh. His little cackle at the beginning, I guess it depends on the wins and losses.
I'll be here all week. Cracking jokes for my buddy Joe Schmidt.
Well, this is Purple Daily. Daily Vikings entertainment with one mission statement in mind. We want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we all die. And today is the day that it starts in 2021. It's the opening day of training camp. We've got Write That Down predictions on the horizon here in just a second. Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, Declan Goff, our executive producer. And it's a glorious day. Judd's going to be out there just hammering media on every different possible conceivable Score North platform.
Oh, I thought you said Judd's going to be out there just hammered. I was going to say, you know something? I don't know.
Are you
going to
be?
Maybe a Bloody Mary?
No.
Pretty Bloody Mary to start?
Not a Bloody Mary guy.
That's right.
You can just get off the show.
Yeah, you can just leave. Okay, I'll go to training camp. You know what? You stay. I'll go to training camp.
Well, Purple Daily today is presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And before we get to the accountability session and a bunch of things have come off the board and our Write That Down predictions, on Mackey and Judd today, and this is probably going to be either new or breaking news to a lot of you guys who've discovered Purple Daily with Mackey and Judd over the past year or so, the Mr. Mankato competition, open source, community-based discussion that looks to highlight and celebrate and reward under-the-radar training camp performers throughout the preseason period. We originated that on the Mackey and Judd show back on 1500 ESPN in 2014. Adam Thielen, we presented Adam Thielen with a styrofoam cooler and some Funyuns at training camp back in 2014 for winning, quote-unquote, winning Mr. Mankato. Stephon Diggs won it the year after that. And every year on Mackey and Judd, our resident odds maker, Chris Long from 5 Eyewitness News, he does a full breakdown of all the eligible players, third-round picks or later, non-established NFL players as we see fit. And so you can go to scorenorth.com and see the full odds report. But Dex, I think you have a graphic to pop up on the YouTube screen here. This is about half of the guys that are eligible. Kellen Mond is the even money favorite to be. And yes, he's eligible. Yes, he's eligible. He's a third round pick. And we stick to our parameters here. So he's the odds on favorite to flash the most among all of these guys. But you see some interesting names here. You see Jake Browning down there at 75-1. I feel like that might be a little bit too low for him. Patrick Jones. So real quick, we did this on Mackey and Judd, but let's put this on the record.
Yep.
Let's make our predictions. We'll start with Judd, and you can't change yours since Mackey and Judd. You got to stick with the same prediction.
No. Oh, I was going to change mine.
But which of these players will be crowned Mr. Mankato, the under-the-radar or late-round draft pick that flashes the most in training camp this year?
So from what Chris Long gave us, I'm going middle of the pack here. So I'm not going with an obvious choice, but I'm going with the guy who's going to have ample opportunity to flash and impress, because the Vikings need guys beyond Danielle Hunter who can rush the quarterback. And I'm not sure I'm sold on anybody right now in that mix. And my spies tell me that Patrick Jones, during the course of the spring OTA minicamp workouts, looked very good. And I think someone's going to get a chance here to step in if they can impress enough. So I'm going to go with third round selection out of Pittsburgh, Patrick Jones, as my Mr. Mankato, banking on the fact that in the two preseason games that he gets to play in, because remember, we're going down from 4-2, so it's going to be harder to have game footage, that he's going to get the opportunity to show that he can get to the quarterback.
Yep. Love it. There's definitely going to be, there's certain positions, and defensive end is one of them, that you just have a better opportunity to flash in practice. Whether it's tallying sacks, quote unquote sacks, it's like if you touch the quarterback, it's a sack in training camp or during games. I'm going to go with potentially Kellen Mond's favorite target, Shane Zylstra.
I never should have sent in that film to Declan to post.
Stole your pick.
I never should have. You stole my pick, and I never, if I had only held on to the video I had from minicamp.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have this advantage.
You could have blurred him out. Like, you know, we didn't need to see who his favorite targets were.
I'm too good at my job. I'm too multi-talented.
You're willing to go and film where no one else is. Wait a second.
Film before.
So all the ingredients are, he's a pass catcher, so he's going to get a ton of opportunities to flash in practice, in games. He's going to get playing time in the second half of these games. He's from Minnesota, Mankato kid, underdog story. And Brandon Zylstra already made noise in this competition a few years ago. So right. You wouldn't be the first Zylstra to make noise in the Mr. Mankato competition. So put me down for Shane Zylstra, Dex.
And then I'm going with Kenny Nwangu. And by the way, I know Chris Long said the N is silent, and I am not. I am on the record. You guys know it well. Spelling and reading are two things that aren't the executive producer's strong suit. But I have seen enough highlights, and I have seen enough game tape that it's everyone has pronounced it Nwangu, so I'm going to default to the announcers. But regardless, Kenny Nwangu is my favorite. That's my long rant to say. Kenny Nwangu is my favorite. I think all he has to do is get a kick or a punt return touchdown in game. You don't really see that in practice, and I know Judd's going to be out there too, so the committee is a little biased on what we're going to be able to see here.
Chad Graff from The Athletic made his official prediction today too. He's sort of a peripheral member of the committee here.
Yeah.
And so it's open source. Really, it's going to come down to fan voting and chatter among the people who cover the team. It used to be that we had an official committee vote. I think there's going to be better ways to do that with just like Twitter polls and stuff. But it's a feeling. It's a feeling you get when you scan these players, mm-hmm. right?
Who did Chad Graff pick?
I haven't read it yet. I just saw him link. I've not read it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So go check it out. I don't want to spoil his paywall article.
Speak for
go read it.
Yep.
So all right. So Dex is on Nwangu. I'm on Shane Zylstra. Chris Long is on Kellen Mond, by the way, as the odds-on favorite for Mr. Mankato 2021.
All that he is. Mr. Mankato.
All right, boys. Should we get to some write that down predictions here?
Yeah.
Make it happen.
That's absolutely.
So a lot of things coming off the board now, finally, because training camp has arrived. Some Aaron Rodgers predictions have come off the board. Write that down today is powered by Judd's favorite boxer briefs.
Oh, good God.
Chill Boys and chillboys.com. All right, what's your word of the day today, Judd, for how chill boys make you feel on a 9,500-degree day at training camp?
Well, you know what? I probably used this word before, but I will say it again because it's a very important word today. Cool. Cool, calm, and collected. How about that for three words? Because when I'm wearing the chill boys, there is nothing but comfort. And when it's going to be 103 heat index and I'm standing on the practice field in Eagan at the age of 51 – almost set to keel over, I at least want to be comfortable with one part of my body, and we're not going to get too much into that, but I will say Chill Boys does.
Two parts of your body.
You know what? Chill Boys does the job every time. And gentlemen, I suggest, I am not kidding, I suggest that you check them out, because I spent 50 years of my life looking for comfortable underwear, and I found them. And I'm
it's
not
amazing.
Kidding.
And it's funny. So Chill Boys sent us a screenshot of like when you can recommend, how did you hear about Chill Boys? Google or this or that. And like half of the entries were Purple Daily last week. So thank you guys for supporting us. Go get your Chill Boys and be comfortable during these sweltering training camp days. Chillboys.com. Here's how Write That Down works. Three Vikings or football related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. And listeners, if you guys want to participate, you can just jump into the Score North app. You can send Declan a message by tapping on the feedback link. Reed is going to be our guest listener predictor here in just a couple of minutes. Classic Write That Down every Wednesday on Mackie and Judd. Football Centric Write That Down every Wednesday on Purple Daily. Let's start with Judd Zulgad. You had nothing come off the board. But you did say you've been hedging kind of back and forth on your Aaron Rodgers predictions. You've got in Purple Daily, you've got Aaron Rodgers' last season in Green Bay as the 2021 campaign. So you probably feel pretty good about that after the last 48 hours, I would assume.
Yes.
Yes, I do. I feel real good about that.
Okay.
Not great, but good.
Whoa.
I had all of the Aaron Rodgers predictions come off the board here.
God.
Okay. I said Aaron Rodgers will hold out at the beginning of camp or be on a new team by the beginning of camp. I said Aaron Rodgers will be traded to an AFC team by the time the season starts. I don't think that's happening. I said there'd be a reported trade for Aaron Rodgers by August 1st. I missed this one a couple weeks ago. I said Rodgers and DeChambeau will lose to Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in the match. They dominated. However, I did say Adrian Peterson would not be on a training camp roster by the time every team has reported, and today is the day that every team will have reported, and he is not, as of this morning, on a training camp roster. So, kind of a bloodbath there for old Macadac here. All right, the listeners, we're going to give Steve a touchdown on this one, and you guys can fight me if you want, but Steve said the Vikings will sign D.D. Westbrook before training camp starts at the end of July. And, I mean, D.D. Westbrook had options.
Not fighting you. That's good.
And Steve nailed it. Steve also predicted the Vikings will trade for Chandler Jones before the season starts, and Chandler Jones wants out of Arizona. So maybe Steve has got a couple reckless speculation predictions on the horizon for him. All right, Declan, you had a bunch of stuff come off the board. You said Kirk Cousins, I missed this one a couple weeks ago too, you said Kirk Cousins will be ranked no higher than 15th in Chris Sims' top 40 rankings for 2021. He was like 16th or 17th, so congratulations. You Kirk Cousins hater. You said Aaron Rodgers will report to the Packers for OTAs or training camp, and you stuck by that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Good for you.
You said the Vikings will sign a veteran wide receiver before training camp begins of at least 2 years experience, and D.D. Westbrook does indeed check that box. I think if you would have been a little more specific here, it could have been eligible for a touchdown pass. Judd, any thoughts on this? Should we consider this a touchdown? Or
we'll sign a veteran receiver?
Yeah. No.
No, because he didn't say, because what made a touchdown pass for the listeners was the Westbrook mention. If he gave us Westbrook, then we got two touchdown passes.
I'd actually vouch that the two touchdown questions that are the two touchdowns that are in question are the first two predictions. Because I believe you both said, because I made these predictions very early, the Chris Sims one not, that I believe both of you said these would be touchdowns if these happened. The Kirk Cousins being outside the top 15 and Rodgers reporting to training camp. I think those
I don't remember that, but I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, for someone to put him outside the 15, God, Rodgers reporting to Packers OTAs, God, that's, I think, I do remember that one, Judd and I being like, are you sure, dude? Are you sure you want to go on the record? So you know what? For that one, for sure, that's a home run.
Okay.
Give you a home run on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah,
okay.
That's perfect.
Okay. The Cousins one, Chris Sims has kind of been low on Cousins throughout the years.
I think it's a better call.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
If in the moment here, just future on-air production, if in the moment we all agree it's a home run, just put H or a touchdown pass in this case. Okay. Put TD in parentheses so the scorekeeper here can remember what was and what wasn't. You said Aaron Rodgers will be the week one starter for the Broncos and Bridgewater will be his backup. You said Bortles will be the week one starting quarterback for the Packers.
He got let go yesterday.
He did. Poor guy. Bortles.
They jettisoned him. Dude.
He went from being a starting NFL quarterback on the horizon to just being jobless. The blink of an eye.
There's so much optimism.
Hey-o.
So Declan Goff, and by the way, it's by percentage points, is slightly ahead of Judd Zolgad here. It's a rounding win for Declan. So 37% completions for both Judd and Declan. And Declan, you have one touchdown here now. So congratulations. We didn't get it up on the graphic package.
This is going to start to get good now, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is finally going to start to pay off and be fun.
Yeah. I mean, every week now we're going to have a barrage of things come off the board, basically until the NFL draft.
Huge shifts as well.
Yep. Like, so listeners are at 30%, two touchdowns, and I'm at 28% and five touchdowns.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
On the season. So, all right, let's get our guy in here. Guest listener, Reed. How you doing, Reed? Are you ready for this? Are you gonna throw touchdown passes, check downs? Like, what's your strategy here, man?
So I got a couple chunk plays I'm going to throw out for the first two get down fields, and then I got something to get me in the end zone for the last one.
I love it, Reed.
Love how you run
chunk plays. Football.
The most important thing, you're not handing the ball to Dalvin on second and 15.
Football.
Yeah, you're going to get down the field. No, not BS.
I'm officially accepting Justin Jefferson as the Randy Moss of this generation.
Oh,
I'm
my
drinking
man.
The purple Kool-Aid.
I love it, dude.
Chunk play is a very underrated football
yes,
term.
Dude.
Chunk play. Yeah. So chunks of yards. All right, so we're going to go in order. Reed, over to Judd, to Declan, and then back to me. We'll make three trips around the room. So, Reed, start us off, man. You're under center or in shotgun, whatever you want to do here.
All righty. In the 2021 season, at least 10 different Minnesota Vikings will score a touchdown.
Okay. 10. So, wow.
You would probably need some help from like a special teams and a defense there to like round it up, I think.
Right? So is that a touchdown? That's a touchdown.
That's a touchdown. That's a touchdown.
10's a touchdown. Yeah. Because we're talking like a Patrick Peterson.
Yeah. Off the record, my thought process was Cook would get one, Madison would get one, Smith would get one, Jefferson, Thielen, D.D. Westbrook. I figured maybe a random Kirk Cousins or like a Tyler Conklin.
Yeah.
And then I figured maybe a special teams or a couple defensive ones okay. too.
Yeah.
I like where you're going touchdown. Here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, C.J. Ham is good for at least one bowl in the line of scrimmage. Yeah, for
Write
sure.
Write this down.
All right, Judd Zulgad, your first prediction.
Justin Jefferson will be in the top 10 in the NFL in receptions this season. He will finish in the top 10. He did in yardage, but not in receptions last year. He will finish in the top 10 this year in receptions.
Okay. All of the shade being cast upon Justin Jefferson, Madden ratings outside the top 10, ESPN.com, 50 influential executives outside the top 10.
Write this down.
It's a weird.
We'll see. Yep. We'll see. All right, Declan.
My first prediction, Christian Darrisaw will not play in the first Vikings preseason game. So yesterday, I believe, off the record, of this prediction, they wanted to ease him in. Mike Zimmer said they're going to ease him in after that sports surgery. I don't think he plays the first preseason game. They're going to be super cautious with this dude, rightfully so. He's their prized possession. So I will say Christian Darrisaw will not play in the first Vikings preseason game.
And to that, I will say, or I'm going to raise a little red flag here along the offensive line. So you're going from a solidly league average left tackle in Riley Reiff, maybe slightly above average last year. And now we're talking about potentially Christian Darrisaw as a rookie not being full on in practice, maybe not playing in a preseason game or two here. Like, I don't know. Makes me a little nervous if he's not yet ready to
Write
go 100%.
And by week three, Zim will call him soft.
S-A-W-F-T, soft.
I don't know where Christian is. If you see him, tell him we like him playing, Zimmer said.
All right, write this down. First prediction here.
Write this down.
My guy, Shane Zylstra, will catch at least one touchdown pass in a preseason game this year, further solidifying himself as a true contender for the Mr. Nikita.
I see what you did there. You're doubling down a little bit.
Right. My guy, Shane Zylstra.
Write this down.
All right, back over to Reed, your second prediction.
All right. Of the four teams that played in the championship weekend, so the Packers, the Bucks, the Bills, and the Chiefs, at least two of those teams will not win their division this year.
Okay. I could see the Packers season. I think Declan is kind of screwed with his three wins or less prediction now.
Yep, you can take it off.
But I don't know, like, it's such a weird vibe. So many things could go off the rails there. Or, like, if they lose a couple games early, you know, could Rodgers just start to bail mentally? It feels very House of Cards-ish, even with Rodgers coming back there. Maybe they use it as fuel, but we'll see.
I'm on the low thinking that Rodgers is just coming back so he can tank for the season, trash his trade value, and then just really stick it to the Packers.
I've never thought of that.
Throws the ball backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Watches tons of Cousins film from primetime games and just follows that script.
Wow. Why did you have to loop in a Kirk Cousins cheap shot there? Mr. Negative. Just always looking for reasons
to
keep your thumb
I'm
on where the
stand compared to you.
Write that down.
All right. Where are we at now? We're back to Judd.
Judd.
The Vikings will have a veteran NFL quarterback in for a workout at least once by week 8 of the season. And that clock begins now. So they're going to realize oh my God, we can't play Browning. We don't want to play Mond. We got to have somebody in here to actually back up Kirk in case catastrophe hits. The Vikings will have a veteran quarterback in for a workout at least once by week 8 of this season.
How are we defining veteran?
A guy with experience. Who's
2 years? 2 years?
Who's played in an NFL game before?
Yeah. If it's a Mannion type, that's a guy who's played. So it can't be another guy who has never played in a game before.
Okay.
Like if it's some college guy who comes in to work out, doesn't count. Has to be a guy who's had some experience in games before in the NFL.
Sounds good. Okay.
Write that down.
All right, Declan, your second prediction.
All right, second one here. There will be a credible report linking the Vikings having interest in Chandler Jones. So I know Pat P made his case for it, but there will be a credible report. Our committee will decide that credible report. But there will be a credible report linking the Vikings having interest in Chandler Jones.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Man, has he reported? Is he holding out? Do we know what the status is there?
No.
I didn't see anything today. I mean, it's still early. I'm guessing the Arizona Cardinals aren't practicing quite yet, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, Reed, your next prediction, sir. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I skipped myself, which is shocking.
This is the first time you've
mess up the order.
Yourself.
Dang it. Usually I'm jumping in line to just try and get extra predictions.
Yep.
All right, so people have accused us of being too high on Kellen Mond, which isn't true. We just know that you guys are interested in Kellen Mond, and we like to talk about Kellen Mond because he's the backup quarterback. He's the most popular guy in town. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to bring my Kellen Mond optimism down a little bit, and I'm going to say, write this down. Sometime between now and next week's Write That Down, Kellen Mond will be intercepted at least twice during a single practice. So he'll throw a couple picks in a practice or more between now and next week's Write That Down, and he'll ratchet down the excitement just a little bit with a couple just
write it down. You like writing things down.
Could be a 7-on-7, could be a full team drill, but he'll throw a couple picks at least in a practice.
In a practice. So like if it's one on a Wednesday and then the one on a Thursday, this wouldn't come true, correct?
Yep, it's gotta be like two today or two on
got
Friday
okay.
or more.
In
yep.
one got it. Okay. Just want to be sure. Yeah. Want to be sure.
All right, now back to Reed, your third and final prediction.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
My last one is kind of a parlay for the defense. So the Vikings will accumulate at least 7 more sacks than they did in 2019, or 2020, I mean. They will accumulate at least 3 more interceptions than they did in 2020, and they will rank at least 5 spots higher, according to PFF, in run defense than 2020.
I like it. Optimism here from Reed. Reed, since you've great job with your predictions here, I like the mix, like the effort at chunking some yardage here and write that down. Since you've got this Purple Daily platform here, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that brought you to this pinnacle moment in your life?
Well, yeah, shout out my mom and my dad just for raising me as Vikings fans. You know, as much fun and as painful as it can be, I got to appreciate it because I do really enjoy it. And I'll just thank you guys. I appreciate the content and always gives me something to listen to when I'm just kind of cooking dinner or just sitting around the house. So
love it, man.
Awesome, man. Out of curiosity, when did you first discover Purple Daily?
Actually, when Matthew Collar was still on the show. So I was pre-COVID before all of that hit. So I got to see a little bit of the old days and then kind of just been along for the ride ever since.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Thanks for coming on, Reed. We'll get you on again sometime.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
See all right, that's Reed making his
write this down.
Predictions. Judd, your final prediction.
All right, since I am already on the record now as saying Aaron Rodgers' final season as a Packer will be 2021, I'm going to refire. I'm going to load it back up, and I'm going to give you another Aaron Rodgers prediction. He will be the quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders in 2022. The Las Vegas Raiders will have a new quarterback in 2022, and it'll be the guy with long hair, an office t-shirt, and flip-flops.
God,
Aaron Rodgers.
I love him.
Wow, dude. I love it, man.
Write this down.
That would be – and just get him out of the division. And then eventually he'll come to the Vikings still. And,
yeah, he's leaving the conference next, I think.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
If Packers agree to trade him, which I don't know that technically they have to do, but if they've agreed, hey, we'll try and relocate you, they ain't doing it in their conference.
Yeah, I think
so
my
like
guess
Broncos
is
or the Raiders or something.
We haven't seen full details of like whatever contract arrangement, but instead of having, I think his current deal runs through like 2023. And so the hard part there is if that contract were to stay intact, and it doesn't sound like it will, if he were to get traded to the Raiders next year, then they would have his rights through 2023.
Yeah.
It harder for the Vikings to get him is what I'm saying.
I thought they abolished 2023 from the contract, though. I thought that was the deal, that he's now signed through 2022 instead of 23.
That's what I'm saying. If his contract had stayed intact, is
the
I'm
Raiders,
saying.
The Raiders, though, make sense because Gruden signed to that enormous contract, and like it's sort of been a flop, right? So what better way to go about it? Like, is oh my god, I have to win, or I'm going to be fired, and this whole thing was a mess, than getting the Farvinian move of let's just bring in the best quarterback we possibly can.
Yeah, and then we could get great conversations between Gruden and Aaron Rodgers that sound sort of like this.
Watch this throw rolling to my left, backing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man. And I make another throw the next.
It's like it came right out of heaven.
I mean, it had to drop in like a butterfly with sore feet. It had to drop in like that.
Like what?
Football.
Hey, kids, how's the water?
It's full of weeds.
I can't move my legs.
Your arms are free, right?
Yeah.
Wave them around. It's fun.
You kidding me?
This can't be happening.
This is Jamie from the Aquaside Company. Clear your water completely. Destroy weeds, algae, and the muck that's preventing you from enjoying your waterfront property. We know your time in the water is precious. We're the Aquaside Company. Call 800-328-9350 or visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
All right, Declan, your final prediction.
All right. With that Madden shade that was thrown at Justin Jefferson earlier this week, write this down. At some point in the updated Madden roster ratings, now I'm assuming Madden still does the player updated rosters. I have not played Madden in like 5 or 6 years. I used to play religiously. I legit played for money through online a lot. I then got really bad at it and frustrated, so I stopped playing. But at some point in the updated Madden roster ratings, Justin Jefferson will be upgraded to a rating of 90 or above.
When do they update? Can they update if he has a big preseason game or something?
I remember, at least, and I know our YouTube audience will probably help me out here, every week they would release roster updates online. It was a weekly thing. Through the end of the Super Bowl, from the regular season to the Super Bowl, they'd update the roster ratings. And like update roster, like the trades and stuff, so when you would play online at least, the teams would actually have the updated players on their roster. So I'm going to assume that they still do updated roster ratings. And if they don't, by the way, take this off the board by next week, but I'm assuming they do. So at some point in the updated Madden roster ratings, Justin Jefferson will be upgraded to a rating of 90 or above.
Okay. All right. So he'll reclaim a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Status. All right. Final prediction here from me. You guys think we're all a bunch of Kirk haters.
Write this down.
This upcoming season, Kirk Cousins will have a higher traditional passer rating than Aaron Rodgers, the reigning defending league MVP. Kirk Cousins will have a higher traditional passer rating, so just standard good old passer rating, than Aaron Rodgers. That's right. Mr.
I wish you had made that
fourth
prediction.
Quarter fact, you Pharaoh know himself.
You know what? I'm gonna put my prediction to your prediction for next week already. I got one down.
What, you're going to just go against mine or what?
Yes.
You're going to go against the Dagger Doctor?
Yes.
You're going to go against the late game luminary himself?
Yes.
The Colossus of Clutch?
The Colossus of Clutch?
Kirky McClutcherton?
Again, yes, I am.
The Deficit Demolisher? I can keep going.
Yeah, keep going, because the answer is going to be yes every time you get done.
All right. The Secondary Slayer, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
The Prime Time Pimp?
the primetime pimp. Oh my god. It's gonna be, I would say, whoever wins the passer rating battle between Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, it will be a heck of a race. And speaking of races, why don't you guys stop in this weekend or drive up to Burnsville International Raceway? Moto America is bringing 190 miles per hour of pure adrenaline. They're bringing their fun, family-friendly outdoor festival vibe with camping, carnival games, stunt shows, vendors. It's just a blast at Brainerd International Raceway, and Moto America knows how to put on a fun party. Ticket and camping information available at birmn.com. Real quick before we say goodbye and send Judd off to training camp here. Judd, this is it, man. Today we did our preview episode yesterday. You can find Judd's written work at scorenorth.com, but training camp is starting. So what, like this week in particular, the first few days, yep. what are you going to mostly have your eye on? Like what are like one or two things that you're the most curious right away when you step foot onto the practice field?
Keep in mind, they can't do much now for like 6 days. In fact, they've got their in stadium at TCO Performance Center scrimmage nighttime or practice, I should say, not scrimmage, on Saturday, and they still can't be in full pads for that. They can't be in full pads until next week. So like watching for anything that involves physical activity is probably useless. Full disclosure, and I mean, it could sound too simple. Kellen Mond, man. I think Kellen Mond is the story of this camp because this is the beginning of the chapter of did you find your next starting QB? And I don't expect it to be this year, but like any good book, you got to get through chapter one first. And this is chapter one. So until they actually start to hit, and I can see guys go through drills where physical contact can be encouraged, it's really hard to say, like, I'm going to have an eye on Patrick Jones to see how he looks because, yeah. I mean, they're just going through simple drills that are in shorts and shells. So I'm going to be looking at Kellen Mond, and I think it's fair to look at the receiver group as well, just to see how things look. It's going to be Mond. And I do think, like it or not, there's just going to be an extraordinary interest in how he looks and develops because this is a huge draft pick. I mean, it's a third round pick, but it's still huge because at some point in time, you're going to have to move on from Kirk. And that's true if you like Kirk or you don't. So much.
It is super weird because like Kirk Cousins is going to have to be the driving force for this Vikings team maximizing its offense and making a playoff run. Like this year is still all about Kirk Cousins, but based on his cap hit and his contract situation and based on even his age, like he's getting into his mid-30s and obviously Brady's like a decade older and Rodgers is older, but you know, this is about the age where you got to start being a little bit mindful of if a guy's going to drop off a cliff or not. I don't think he's like there next year, but you know, so there's a lot of reasons to point to why the Vikings wouldn't want to pay him as much money as he's set to make next year. And Kellen Mond, as of right now, would be the heir apparent. So I think it's possible to compartmentalize and think this year, Kirk, how far can they go? Look at the defense they built. And also, all right, while we have that on one side of our heads, right, let's see how Kellen Mond looks for the first time at, you know, Vikings practice.
My second thing, which is a little bit more nuanced, but I think, Phil, we have evidence that you can actually watch this and glean from it, is despite the fact of the players being in shorts and shells, I think the second thing is Zimmer's daily involvement with the defense, because there's so many new guys and the gelling aspect here is important. And I keep saying this. I mean, this, I think the pressure's on now for this group to be a top 10 at the very least defense. And I'm talking about probably yards and scoring. So it's not like, you know, and his involvement, I think, with this defense is going to be really intriguing to watch, because there is no question that he basically, after they got done with a disastrous defensively 2021, went into Spielman and said, we got to redo this thing, right?
Yeah.
And so much like in 2014, Mike's first year, when we saw him working extensively with Rhodes, I don't know there's going to be a young guy he's going to work extensively with. But I just think the overall trying to get this group together and get on the same page as quickly as possible and see if Patrick Peterson can get back, like that's going to be a really interesting dynamic that I think beginning today will be worth watching.
I think he's going to be hands on with Dantzler. He even made a comment yesterday, Zimmer did, about Dantzler, and you know, he's just got to be more confident, and you know, so I could see him being very hands on with Cam Dantzler and maybe even some of the options at right defensive end too. There's five or six guys that are young and inexperienced or rookies, and I could see him working hands on with some of those guys. So,
and last thing, Dantzler and Breland did not participate in the mini camp. I don't know what their involvement is going to be starting today. Mike did say that it sounds like Hunter is going to be full practice starting today. We know that Michael Pierce is going to be out, which is a setback too. But there are going to be probably some guys who, if they're not out, are going to be limited for the first few practices at the very least.
Yep. So, hey, Purple Daily, we're going to be pumping out daily episodes. We're going to debut
a couple different episodes of Purple After Dark this week. Also, this is such a fun week if you're just a Minnesota sports fan. We've got, based on the way the sports calendars are unfolding, we've got NHL free agency happening right now. In fact, you guys are going to jump over to the Score North. We're recording this for Purple Daily, but you guys are going to be jumping over and recapping the first few minutes here of NHL free agency for the Wild, who've already made a signing, NBA free agency, MLB trade deadline. So Purple Daily, YouTube podcast, Mackie and Judd, Score North YouTube channel. We've got you covered if you're a Minnesota sports fan. And also, before we say goodbye, a shout-out to Federated, who helps power the show on a daily basis, and the work that they've done with the Federated Challenge, supporting Big Brothers Big Sisters. They've helped raise over $41 million since 2005 for Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is a one-to-one mentoring organization for over 100 years. So find out more about Big Brothers Big Sisters at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. And thanks for hanging out with us today. Vikings training camp is officially here, and we are your source for daily Vikings entertainment. Mackie, Judd, Declan, we'll see you guys later.